Welcome to the Bozeman Brief, an AI-powered podcast on the city of Bozeman.
This is the Sustainability Advisory Board meeting from June 10, 2026, where the board received a work session on a proposed green power program, a partnership with Northwestern Energy and Missoula area governments to bring utility-scale renewable energy to Montana through a new rate on customer bills.
Staff member Natalie Meyer presented the program, which has been in development since 2019. The concept: communities and businesses could subscribe to power from a new renewable energy project, likely wind or solar, possibly paired with storage, through a tariff filed with the Public Service Commission. The project would be capped at 50 megawatts for its initial phase, owned and operated by Northwestern Energy, and located in Montana.
Three guiding principles shape the program. First, the project must be additional. It wouldn't get built without subscriber participation. Second, contract terms should be accessible to as many customers as possible, including commercial, industrial, and residential. Third, non-participating customers bear none of the costs.
On pricing, Meyer said no one knows the final cost yet. It depends on a competitive RFP process still ahead. The rate would combine fixed capital costs spread over roughly 25 years with a floating credit based on real-time market energy prices. Early modeling suggested a modest premium with potential for a net bill credit. But Meyer noted that expiring clean energy tax credits and tariff impacts on supply chains could affect project economics.
Board members pressed on several points. Board member Mick Fitzmaurice asked about market pricing mechanisms and where renewable energy certificates would go. Meyer confirmed RECs would be retired on behalf of subscribers, not counted toward Northwestern's own portfolio. Board member Kendra Kalavig, joining remotely, asked about the RFP timeline and noted the project could be 3 to 5 years from coming online.
Board member Jessica Weiss asked whether Bozeman could subscribe to more than its municipal load of 2.57 megawatts to create room for residential customers. Meyer said Northwestern won't allow any customer to subscribe beyond their current usage. For residential participation, the city government would need to backstop those shorter one-year subscriptions.
Meyer framed the scale this way. If Bozeman enrolled 10 megawatts of commercial subscribers, that would move the city's renewable energy share from roughly 60% to 70%. Board member Brooke Lonneman noted Northwestern's own website now shows 55% carbon-free generation in Montana, and Fitzmaurice pointed out that figure doesn't yet reflect recent coal plant acquisitions or expiring wind contracts.
One member of the public, Mark Campanelli, offered comments expressing skepticism about the program's structure, questioning why Northwestern would own the asset, and raising concerns about how the pending Black Hills Corporation merger might affect the arrangement.
This was a work session with no vote. Meyer said she plans to bring the lead community agreement to the board at its next meeting for a formal recommendation to the City Commission. The board also unanimously approved the May 13th minutes.
This has been a CivicCast AI production. Review the meeting video at bozeman.net to verify accuracy. Thank you for your interest in local government.